Senator Bob Brown of the Australian Greens Federal Party, I think they only have people in the Senate, just been listening to an interview with him. He's one of the few politicians who can speak on a subject that I'm interested in, and it doesn't matter whether he agrees with me or disagrees with me, he still manages to bore me. What is it about some politicians? It's not just Bob Brown, but he's just the one I just heard. What is it about some politicians who think they have to be deadly serious? I'm appalled. Deadly serious. I mean, I understand the issues are serious, but they don't even try to make what they're saying interesting or in the least bit colourful. I'm not saying they should necessarily become, everyone should be Paul Keating and throw in insults and over-the-top metaphors, but somewhere in the middle. It's funny because I also oppose politicians who go too far, who use overly colourful language, deliberate insults, that sort of stuff. But, Bob Brown seems to be one of the serial offenders, that it doesn't matter what he's talking about, how passionate I am about the issue, whether he's disagreeing with me or agreeing with me, he can make just about any topic. In this particular interview, it was asylum seekers, a pretty hot-button issue, you'd think. He can make any issue sound boring. I remember as a kid, when I used to think all politics was boring, it was politicians like him that put me off. I mean, obviously, as a young teenager, all politicians sounded like that. But even now, there are still some that sound just, they talk in a drone. You know, we'll never use a one-syllable word when a five-syllable word will do. In the case of Bob Brown, the added annoyance is he seems to have this reputation, well, maybe I'm reading too much into it, but of a consensus politician. I don't think his party are predicted, the Greens, are predicted to have the balance of power after the next election. That's if you believe the polls. I'm a sceptic when it comes to polls. There's only one poll that matters, and that's the one where it's compulsory for everybody to attend the election itself. Supposedly he'll have the balance of power, and it bothers me that what is essentially a single issue party, the Greens, I mean, I realise it's a collection of interrelated issues, but still an ultimately single issue party compared to the more mainstream parties, could have the balance of power in the Senate, or have even more balance of power in the Senate. It's also pretty clear that he has a strong opinion against the current opposition, who might be the government after the next election. I can understand why he does. The leader of the opposition, Tony Abbott, has made no secret of the fact that he's a Christian with strong views on homosexuality, and Bob Brown being gay, which makes his dullness of presentation perhaps even more slightly baffling, if I can indulge in stereotypes. But I can understand why that would make him a bit more anti the opposition than usual. Although, to be fair, he gives the Labor government a hard time too. So he should be a figure of... Bob Brown should be a figure of passion and disagreement, and he should be a feisty character. But instead, he's this dullard in most interviews. Maybe it's an act. Maybe behind the scenes, it's all fireworks and sparks. But it just... I think politicians that are that boring are part of the problem, and the problem being people aren't engaged with politics.